The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Morning, everybody, on a Thursday morning, made it to Thursday, September the 23rd, and Billy Thorpe whispered into my ear, let's try and make this better than yesterday, but of course, how tough can that really be? Good morning. Thursday morning, warm and 83 will be the high today, and then tomorrow, slightly cooler, 78 on a Friday. Saturday, it's beautiful, sunny, and warmer, but the home run for MC1, the honor run, it's going to be great. 88 will be the high on Sunday. Many things to talk about, so we will lead with you. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Peter. Thank you. A reward of up to $10,000 is offered for information on the suspect who is still at large, accused of shooting Littleton police officer David Snook. Investigators are looking for 33-year-old Rigoberto Valles Dominguez. Police believe he was also involved in a nearby carjacking and maybe behind the wheel of a sand gray 2002 Ford Explorer. Officer Snook is improving in intensive care after being shot multiple times. This news is sponsored by InvisibleFence.com. Invisible Fence brand helps pet parents live confidently. Visit InvisibleFence.com for how-to videos and solutions to help you conquer pet parenting. That's InvisibleFence.com. The FDA approves a third dose of the Pfizer COVID shot, and a CDC committee will vote today on who should get the booster shot first. At this point, it'll only be for those 65 and older, people at high risk, and workers who are frequently exposed. America's Most Wanted host John Walsh is highlighting the homicide of Gabby Petito on his show In Pursuit, saying that police should have been tracking Brian Laundrie from the moment he returned home without Gabby. Laundrie's whereabouts is still unknown. Colorado's Independent Redistricting Commission will release yet another draft of proposed changes to the state's congressional district today. The commission will then have 5 days to discuss it before voting on a final map that will then be submitted to Colorado's Supreme Court for review and approval. An emergency preparedness exercise will disrupt service today along RTD's B line to Westminster. Service on the B line will be suspended from 10:45 this morning until 2 this afternoon. Riders can take the G line between Union Station and the Pecos Junction stop. Bus shuttles will be in place between the Westminster and Pecos Junction stations. Members of the House Progressive Caucus introduced the No Militarization of Space Act, with a key part that would eliminate the U.S. Space Force. Republican Congressman Doug Lamborn of Colorado calls the bill frivolous. And
when we're not going to militarize space.
Yeah. In sports, the Rockies beat the Dodgers 10-5 at Coors Field. They play again this afternoon. Your friend and mine, Bill Rogan, really let me have it yesterday because I mentioned on the air that the Dodgers beat the Rockies in overtime. He called me instantly.
There's no such thing.
There's no such thing. He says, Moeller, you got to, it's in extra innings, not overtime.
We need to get him back.
Oh, I miss him.
He's the good man.
Moeller. So I will never
O-T.
Say OT again
O-T.
For baseball. European stock
market. Soccer, however.
Well, that's snooze time.
Billy, is there OT in soccer?
Ooh.
Billy played college soccer. Did you know that?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know.
Is there overtime in soccer?
Yes, there is. It's actually called extra time, though.
Oh,
yeah. It's called extra time, so it's like you play an extra 30 minutes. Like it's like an extra like half.
Extra time.
Extra time,
yeah,
extra innings, yeah. Overtime.
The stupid thing, though, and I understand why they do it, but the really, really stupid thing inside of soccer is, it's a running clock for the halves, so 45 minutes. Now, what happens is, then every time there's a stoppage in play, like an injury or someone's pretending to miss a shot, I know you shouldn't do this. You open up the box, and the ref then stops the watch on his hand during that time, even though the clock on the scoreboard keeps running. So when the game actually ends is a complete mystery. The only guy that knows is the referee on the field.
Ref.
And it's kind of stupid when it happens. At the end, they say, oh, injury time is going to be this many minutes. Mm. And even if they say 4 minutes, it's not exactly 4 minutes. The ref decides when it's over. And that's kind of stupid. Honestly, I love the game, but it's really stupid.
I'm listening to this because.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Because the knob on the radio broke.
Come on. Yeah. That's right. All right.
Okay.
Sir.
And European stock markets opened higher today, while Asian stocks closed mixed. They know when to close, you know, when the market closes.
Exactly.
Unlike soccer. On Wall Street, all three major indices are up in the neighborhood of 0.5%. And that's real news.
Having said those things, it's Thursday, the 23rd morning of September, and this Sunday is the MC1 Honor Run. Crystal Baldwin comes back on the show briefly this morning. Frank DeAngelis, I was with Frank last night, our final get-together for MC1. It was a fun night last night, all the guys. And it goes on Sunday. Everything is there. The last day for 710 KNUS Episode 3 of The Shoot with Sean Duffy. Today, Rich Wyatt comes in for a Shoot episode. Looking forward to that. It's going to be 83 for a high today, so that's good stuff. This whole Tay Anderson story, and we've been off and on it, and Stefan and Jimmy Sangenberger have done really the really hard, heavy lifting, hard work on the story. But it dawned on me, I don't know, with half an hour left in the show yesterday mid-morning, and a guy called the show and was talking. And they said, why? And the light went on. He's a made guy. He's a made guy. It's like organized crime. He's a made guy. You can't touch a made guy.
Mm.
And anybody else, 303-696-1971, he's a made man.
Yeah.
He's got his button.
Mm-hmm.
Senator, you can't touch a made guy without permission.
Yeah.
You got to go to the commission to ask for permission to whack a made guy. And I'm surprised in my little lizard brain, I hadn't thought of that before. And it was about, I don't know, 20-9. And at a good, actually an old-time caller I hadn't heard from in years called the show, and the light went on, like that little noise I just made.
Mm-hmm.
He's a made man. You know, you got to go to the commission. Having said that, who's the commission? I mean, for real, I mean, Tay's made. And all this stuff about his recall is being urged. This guy's not getting recalled.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good earner. No, he is. He does what the far-left politically correct elements that run the city of Denver, the city council. I made that list yesterday. I didn't bring it back with me, but we can probably do it from the bottom of my top 40 heart. But you got city council. You got, first of all, the school board.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got the city council, and then you got the mayor, which is laughable.
Sure.
And the district attorney, the chief of police. And we've got a list of things, manager of safety. All the people who are entrusted with protecting children, not one of them. And by the way, not one elected Republican that I'm aware of has said anything either. If there is one out there, I'd sure like to know it. I mean, I know there's plenty of people, but, I'm looking at this power structure in the back of my head that runs Denver. We've talked about it. Tay's a made guy. You can't whack a made guy.
Yeah.
You got to go to the commission.
Yeah.
You got to ask permission.
You got to go to the people who made him.
That's right. You know, that's why when John Gotti waxed Paul Castellano, he didn't ask for permission, which ultimately, but then, you know, then the Godfathers get all, you know, RICO'd and everything. But I'm thinking to myself, that's why this guy's immune. And apparently, from my hardworking sources, and maybe we'd rouse Stefan out of bed this morning, get him to talk or grab Jimmy by the neck, but he shut down his, the website, things that he does, and he's pulled everything back. He's going to weather it out, you know. So this is a mattress war. I think everything's the mob. The mob of pro wrestling, I think, is everything, and it's called going to the mattresses.
Yeah.
And they actually was something called the mattress wars. And how many people think Tay Anderson has gone to the mattresses? That's exactly what he's done. He's gone to the mattresses. And he's just going to lay low. And this will blow over. He's a good earner. What am I going to do with him? He's a good earner. Remember, he's a Paulie. But anybody else see it that way? I mean, it dawned on me. I went, well, of course. He's a made guy. They're not going to whack a made guy. The commission is the chief of police, the manager of safety, the district attorney, the mayor, the city council, the school board, which is the worst of the worst. They're the commission. And if you wanted to whack him, you got to go there. You got to go to Paul Castellano. You got to go to, you know, when he replaced his brother-in-law, Carlo Gambino. But you got to go to Vincent the Chin Gigante. You know, you got to go to those guys, you know, and Tony Ducks Corello. You know, Tony Ducks again. You got to go to Tony Ducks. Am I making this up?
I understand. I hear
What's the
you.
Difference between, you know, the mayor and Tony Ducks Corello?
I hear you.
Tony Ducks is smarter, or was. You know, was it the snake, Carmine Persico, the snake? I love reading about those guys. They ran John Gotti, right? John Gotti, one word. That's what they got to do. And what the Denver Post or media outlets everywhere and PO'd parents don't understand is that's how it is.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean? He's gone. What do you mean he's gone? Remember, they're going to make him. He's made. He's a made guy. You can't touch a made guy. You got to ask permission. You got to go, but you know, you got to go and ask Carlo Gambino, right? and they didn't do that. So, pooey. This guy. And now, I got home from the MC1 thing last night, and I'm looking at the junk online and trying to put some semblance of a show together. And here it is. Jimmy put this up. Jimmy Sangenberg put it up. Under the guise of mental health, Tay Anderson has deleted his official Director Tay account, which is a public record protected as Tay Anderson, Colorado 1, which he's used for numerous Republican official statements. Why is Tay hiding, asked James. Simple. He's not. He's gone to the mattresses. Mm-hmm. He's going to wait it out.
Sure.
Get Jimmy up. I'm going to school him.
And using the excuse for his mental health, there's the aw.
Please.
Tay.
No, he's laying low like Johnson's wax.
Sure.
He's going to go, I'm hiding out. And no, he's not. He's just going to wait. It's the mattress wars. He's going to wait and moveon.org. You know, he's going to be, it's okay. But is anybody else like this? Because it's the only way to explain it. It's Denver. Remember, one of my favorite sleeper films is Chinatown with Jack Nicholson. And in the end of it, there's like some kind of a weird line, and I probably don't have it right, but he said, you know, it's raining, it's Saturday night, and it's Chinatown.
Mm-hmm.
And that explains all this.
Yeah.
And Bud, one of my favorite, it was a play, and then becomes a great movie, was called The Harder They Fall, by Bud Schulberg, about prize fighting. And there in the end, and he says, you know, it's Wednesday night, and it's raining, and we're in Pittsburgh or something, you know, but we're in Chinatown. That was the other part that I thought about last night. This is Chinatown. Anybody? Show of hands in Radio Land? Anybody else agree it's Chinatown? It's Chinatown.
Yeah.
And what, you think something was going to happen? Remember? Come on, Jack. You know, it's like, it's not going to happen. So I think, you know, every once in a while, there is a break in the action, a timeout on the field, and you can see it. You know, normally I've watched the underhandedness of the creepy crap that goes on in Denver, and it's all, you know, patched over and covered up, and they have their, you know, their press minions, and they have their insider boys and the lawsuit, you know, jokers and all that kind of stuff. But just this moment, just this once, you know, it does open up. And I said, well, Peter, there it is.
Mm.
He's a made guy. And he's because he's got a future. He's a comer. With his politics, his skin color, his denouncement of the power structure that he is actually part of, it's beauty.
Yeah.
It's beauty.
Mm.
He's like, he was a driver. He was, he's kind of a, Sam Giancana character. Mm. You know, he's on a come. What do we got? Send it to us. Can you imagine if Trump was smart enough to shut off his account and wait it out? Bingo, bango, boom.
Mm-hmm.
There it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's absolutely true. Whoever the texter is, I mean, Donald Trump would have snatched that something out of his hand and said, "That's it for you, pal. We're going to wait this out." No, of course.
Yeah.
Having said those things, George W. Bush will fundraise for Liz Cheney. Did you see that?
No.
Oh, beauty. Humma, humma. George W. will fundraise for Liz Cheney. Now, this is one of those moments where you just can't go wrong. I mean, here, I'll just read it to you. Former President George W. Bush is throwing a fundraising support behind Liz Cheney for Wyoming's single U.S. House district, backing one of 10 Republican House members who sided with the Democrats to impeach former President Donald Trump. The Wall Street Journal has reported one of Bush's first campaign events for the 22 midterms will be fundraising for Liz Cheney. Trump endorsed Wyoming property rights attorney Harriet Hageman to challenge Cheney earlier this month. Now, I read this, and I think we all know it. Cheney is the daughter of Bush's Vice President Dick Cheney, one of the most outspoken critics of Trump. In return, Trump has called her a warmongering fool and a horrible human being. All right. Breitbart News reported Cheney voted to impeach Trump for the incitement of the insurrection. Now, this, my boy, this is talk radio gold. George W. Bush will fundraise for Liz Cheney. You can't ask for more than that. So we got Tay Anderson. Lindell is back being crazy. Now he's crazy in Alabama. When will this end? At long last. But I like this, mostly because I came up with it, but mostly because I think it's brilliant. But every once in a while, the cloud, like the opening of The Simpsons, you know, the clouds part.
Right.
And you can see Denver for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, usually they're so underhanded and sleazebuckety, and you know you can't catch them, and you can point them out on talk radio, and then people hate you. But this is this magic moment. I'm driving home. I was out in Jeffco last night at the Taj, you know, with everybody for wrapping up for the MC1, and with DeAngelis, and I mean, just I adore these people. I've learned to love them, and I'm driving back on 6th, and I'm going over the show. And I thought about what I had said to this caller, big deal, that I had said to the caller about 20 to 9, that Tay Anderson's a made guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started to really think about it. You know, because when you whack a guy, you got to go to the commission. I love this one. It won't end until Donald Trump is back in office. Yeah, reinstatement day. That's coming, by the way, now on Thanksgiving.
Hmm.
And Michael Lindell promises it this time.
Oh, it is.
That's a promise.
It's a promise.
Ah, promise.
Okay.
Reinstatement day. Another smooth move.
I like what you say about Tay Anderson, this battling the culture, which the power structure, which he's part of.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yes. I mean, that's the part of it.
That's right.
When you can pretend you're not and you are.
Right. That's right.
You are, you know, like he is in the inner workings with Sita Baca and the people that really sleaze around the press and stuff like that. No, he's their guy. I mean, Channel 9 was involved in the shooting of Tex Keltner and the people who shot Tex Keltner and the people who were there that day. That's all part and parcel of what I'm trying to say. Hey, here they are right here.
Yeah.
You can see them. You can smell them. You can taste them. But right now is this interesting moment. So it is your turn, 303-696-1971. 83 will be the high today. I'm really looking forward to the shoot today. Rich has been in prison. Did, I think, 4.5 years in federal prison. He's home now, and he's a changed guy. It's interesting. We talk a lot. So this other guy, Mark Lamb's coming on the show this morning. He's a sheriff, and he's got a couple books out, and he's an interesting guy. Crystal comes on. Frank comes back on. Open lines, 303-696-1971. Can you see this in those terms? I've often said everything that you need to learn in life, you learn from the book The Godfather, the movies The Godfather, Casino, and Goodfellas, or professional wrestling. Once you got that, you got it. You know, and the themes are the same. If you Old Testament themes, Torah themes, Greek tragedies, Greek comedies, and Shakespeare. There's no other themes. Mm-hmm. That's it. You know, so if you read, you know, Old Testament, the Torah, mm-hmm. Greek, Shakespeare comedies and tragedies, Greek tragedies and comedies, that's it. I'm serious. That's it. Fort Pitt. There's nothing else to it. And that's Ace, King, High, Low, Jack in the game. So you got that.
And there's Tay Anderson.
And then there's Tay Anderson, right. Who really is. It's a mob story. He's a made guy. I love how they talk about it. He's a made, you can't touch a made guy. He's made. And you got to go to the commission, and we listed the commission, school board, you know, manager, safety's office. And they're asking. So let me ask you this. Will Tay Anderson survive? What do you think?
I believe he will, yes, absolutely.
Damn tootin'.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
there.
Right.
Maybe someday you say Senator Corleone. Maybe someday you say Councilman Anderson or...
Mayor Anderson.
Mayor Anderson.
Yeah.
State Senator or congressional, you know, replacing Diana DeGette.
Mm-hmm.
Congressman. You think I'm making this up? I'm not.
Governor Anderson.
Who?
Oh.
Think about it.
Yeah.
He's checked all the boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on up.
To the big...
I'm not making this up. This is the bizarre part of this is... One of the gifts you get with age is clarity.
Yeah,
you
know, that is true.
I've seen this before.
That is true.
I know the stance.
You're right.
I know this.
No matter how stupid you are.
And you don't care. You don't care.
That's right.
You don't care anymore. You go like, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I hate your show. You're the worst person ever walked the earth. Okay, next call.
So?
And the point of this is, right. Yeah. Right. Like with Billy with soccer. Why am I listening to this? I'm old. Yeah. Don't have to listen to this. All right. 303-696-1971. What does this one say? Anderson might be appointed somewhere again, but I don't think the voters will ever elect him. Don't count on that. Mm. Don't count on that. Don't count on that. I can show you a lot of examples that guys come through. Okay. Load them up. 303-696-1971. Good morning. 83 will be the high today, and you could lower your mortgage rate without adding years to your loan, potentially saving hundreds. By the way, watching the Federal Reserve, you better start moving on some of this stuff, saving hundreds, maybe tens of thousands of dollars a year. American Financing, Colorado's home for home loans, drop the number. Start with a free mortgage review from one of their, again, salary-based mortgage experts. You can understand all of your home loans, speed it up, Peter, home loan options. Flexible terms to competitive rates, fast closings. They got you covered. You can really save up to $1,000 a month for sure. You can choose any term in 10 years and over. Custom loans don't get any better than this. Lock into a very low rate right now before they're gone. Pre-qualifying for as little as 10 minutes. And it is quickly and done well. American Financing, call American today, 303-695-7000. 303-695-7000. Apply online, AmericanFinancing.net. Please, wise move, 303-695-7000, NMLS 182-334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate. We got these promos that run on this radio station that are beyond the pale. It's Thursday, everyone, the 23rd of September, 2021, and 83 will be the high. Charlie Kirk, losing Afghanistan. Charlie, have you read anything? I mean, the only person that could have won in Afghanistan clearly was Robert E. Lee. Like, Afghanistan was anyone's to lose. Reading the history of Afghanistan, the British, the Soviets, the Imperial Russians, everything that happened inside of Afghanistan, you're mad that you lost? And that's almost as, if not, the similar thing with Dinesh D'Souza about Iraq. Or, pardon me, Iran. His beef was on Iran. You know nothing about the Shah? You never read about the CIA and the Petroleum Seven Sisters and how Middle East politics works? But we'll run that promo, boy. He's a made guy. Nothing you can do about it. Somebody once said, and then we'll go to the phones, a smile is a curve that sets everything straight. If you're unhappy with your smile, the team at Twin Aspen Dental offers a variety of procedures. They'll have you smiling again in no time. Cosmetic dentistry is a catch-all phrase. Lots of different options, and Invisalign's great. porcelain veneers and bondings and crowns and teeth whitening. So whatever you want, subtle changes or total makeovers, Drs. Richter and Snyder help you achieve the perfect smile so you can smile again with confidence. Look, if you're unsure which cosmetic dentistry procedure is right for you, make an appointment at Twin Aspen Dental. I got one on the first. I had to move one on the, actually on today. Twin Aspen Dental, the brand new office located on Stroh Road in front of the Lehman Academy in Parker. Visit TwinAspenDentalCenter.com. Really know what they're doing. 303-841-7466. And, you know, you've been waiting long enough and you need your teeth cleaned. Whatever you need. Drs. Richter and Snyder, 303-841-7466. TwinAspenDentalCenter.com. All right, we go to John. John on the line. Hey, John, you're on the show. Good morning.
Good morning, Pete.
Hey, man.
Great show.
Thanks.
I'll get in here early before you get callers call. But there's something that's been on my mind. You know, it's human nature. I don't know. I've seen that all my life. People get behind somebody or a cause. All of a sudden, they lose all common sense, you know. It's like the Trump supporters, the way out park Trump supporters, and there'll be people that follow Tay Anderson, and they just won't listen to anything.
What's the theme that runs through all of it is belief. As facts have, will only clutter the path. It's belief. And
yeah.
The people who want to believe these things about Tay Anderson, it's frightening because Tay Anderson believes them about himself. Without realizing that he is also, you know, he is part of the power structure that he critiques.
Yeah, but, you know, it's something that I know a guy that you liked here, Dick Lamb, he just died.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I got on the computer, I read some of the stuff about him. Man, he was an amazing guy.
He was a brilliant guy. And he was a brilliant man. And in the end, when he began to talk about illegal immigration, all the academicians at DU and other places, they wouldn't publish them.
Well, the Republicans should find, this is honesty. I remember one time with Dick Lamb on your show, right out of the box, you asked him, hey, Governor, did you ever smoke pot? He didn't hesitate. He said, yes, I did for a while when
it's
he was
like,
kayaking.
I understand that someone asked Heidi Gnall if Trump won and she couldn't answer. That's the stuff that's...
Well, it goes on all the time. I've noticed that all my life. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, you're right. I mean, that's the point of it.
But I'm a union man. If it wasn't for unions, this, you know.
Agreed.
But once in a while, I think you can criticize unions.
Of course you can.
And I used to notice that. I was belonged to the Carpenters Union. And, this is barroom philosophy, but sometimes... have to work with a bunch of guys. I say, you know, I think the union's overstepping their bounds. Holy man, those guys go crazy.
Well, that's like going into church and saying something about the religious belief system. Look, belief is the most dangerous force in the world today, and it's the most powerful force in the world today. Knowledge is meaningless anymore because science itself has no place, no meaning. Belief systems... are frightening, have always been frightening, and at some times have been wonderful and have moved the bar. So, but always remember, it gets back into belief and knowledge. You can believe whatever you want to believe, and this is what's happened to talk radio on so many levels. But knowledge is power. Belief is simply that. It's only belief.
Believe me, I'm not a great church-going guy, but... One minister that I kind of liked, and he was a little out of the box, he figured where this comes from is so many churches, you know, he believed in Christ. He really liked Jesus, but then there's other philosophers that said the same thing as Jesus.
Of course.
A lot of Christians, you know, if you think outside the box, you're going to hell. And he thinks that's where this belief comes from.
You have no idea how many times I've been told that in the last 8 months.
Yeah.
You know, it's belief. And, again, belief, we have talked about this ad nauseum. There's something called epistemology, which is the study of knowledge and the study of belief and where belief is and where knowledge is. And knowledge and belief are absolutely two separate things. And so people who want to believe especially the big lie, will find ways to believe it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, again and again and again. It's,
and to be honest with you, I think I've done a little of that.
Well, it's okay, too. Hey, listen, hey, it's fair game. But, yeah. You know, in the insanity, they still will tell you Mike Lindell is whatever they think Mike Lindell is. Mike Lindell. I think Mike Lindell has become what? At one time, he appeared on talk radio everywhere and was beloved. And now he's just kind of gone into the netherworld. He's with the Bakers, Jim Baker now, and he's attacking these people in Alabama. In Alabama, they're going, you know, you just don't even understand what you're talking about. And but it doesn't matter. And that's the part of to me that is, and you can see it throughout history. And that's the part that's even more frightening.
Dick Lamb, what I was reading, I didn't know all that much about him. He was able to break through this in a lot of times, you know. He told his staff, we don't do things to get votes. We try to do the right thing, and then the votes will come to us. He said something like that.
Yeah, we were talking. We did a shoot interview and talking about when Wayne Allard was running, and they had this interesting remark about, you know, you don't want to be the senator for the Republicans. You want to be the senator for all the people of Colorado. And so Allard did very well because he was not. And this is what right now the Republican Party is up against. I've written about it, that the moment, and I guess I was told this by a pretty good source, that Heidi could not answer the, or we either could not or would not answer the question, because the moment that she would answer it, and she's apparently running for governor. I've not met the woman. I want her to do the radio show. And certainly I would ask her that question. Because the second that she says, no, Donald Trump lost. And I wrote it because it's because Halloween's coming. And I wrote about werewolves and vampires. The vampires are the Democrats. The werewolves are the Republicans. And so if Heidi or any other Republican says, Donald Trump lost, their throats will be torn out by talk radio, by the crazies everywhere, will tear the throat out of that candidate. If that candidate says, no, Donald Trump, or yes, Donald Trump won, the vampires of the Democratic Party and the media will fang their throats. Donald Trump has taken this party and painted it into a corner. There, it's the, are you still beating your wife question. If you go, no, I'm not, that means I have been beating my wife. And if I say, yeah, well, that's self-evident, I'm beating my wife. And this is the insanity that the Republican Party and the crazy factions don't understand what they have just done. And they will lose. And in this moment, or next year, 2022, John, if there was ever a time to turn some of this insanity around, the insanity of the Hancocks and Hickenloopers and Polises, and it'll be destroyed by the Republican Party, who will not allow that win to happen, predicated on these lies. Yeah. And that is, that angers me so much. But it's still, I'm the worst person to tell. I'm told this morning, some woman calls me and tells me I'm demented in something on a radio show, or people that say Donald Trump's going to be, I guess, back to power. And it's nuts. But the minute that Heidi Ginnall, or for whomever, fill in the blank Republican candidate, says Donald Trump lost, they're done. They will be attacked and fanged by people like this woman, by talk show hosts, by their own party regulars. They'll fang them. They will. I'm telling you. Mark my words. And then Polis and all these other people will get reelected in the city of Denver. The idiocy will continue. And so it goes.
Yeah, I guess I'm a little bit hung up on Dick Lamb this morning, but.
It's a great example.
On your show, you know, he made fun of himself.
Oh, of course, he was brilliant. I mean, we were friends away from it, away from this stupid business. We were friends, and he was a reader. He was smart. Today, his own Democratic Party turned on him. It's like, do you actually think that Dick?
Yeah, but he kept winning elections
up until he was term limited. He ran for president, and then everything that happened. But do you really think that Dick Lamb? Because it was Dottie ran for Senate. She ran, his wife ran against Nighthorse Campbell. But do you think for a second that the Democratic Party would accept Dick Lamb right now? Because they would not.
Have no. A good,
thanks, man. I'll talk to you. All right. Our good friends, Danny Kaplis, Kaplis Law Firm, the best of the best. Thousands of innocent people are killed and injured. We were texting yesterday. He texted me some funny stuff. Thousands of innocent people are killed and injured in truck accidents, car accidents, motorcycle accidents, and Danny's firm. Long successful track record in cases against the trucking industry. Danny won the largest, largest jury verdict in track accident case history in Colorado, $25 million, causing death and destruction on Colorado highways. Danny has won numerous out of court, multimillion dollar out of court settlements for his clients. And he's a good man. He's just a good man. So Kaplis's firm, serious firm for serious cases, righteous cases, percentage fee basis, 303-907-5003, 303-907-5003, 907-5003, or hit dankaplislaw.com. C-A-P-L-I-S, please. Again, if you got a jam coming, 303-907-5003, Dan Kaplis Law today. We got to name that machine that sends us messages, Billy. Good morning. It is 5:59. It's 11 before the hour on a Thursday, 710 KNUS. Beautiful day. 83 will be the high. We go to Stephen on 2. Stephen, you're on a radio show. Good morning.
Good morning, Peter.
Hey, man.
Want to bring you up to date on everything. So on September 13th, Sidney Powell gave this podcast to far-right preacher Andrew Womack.
I know what's on it. Go ahead.
And she talks about that it's a very dark conspiracy. They were willing to kill people.
Yes.
They killed Senator Kelly Loeffler's aide in Georgia.
In a car wreck.
And who was dating Governor Kemp's daughter.
No, I love
and
it.
This kept him from being conducting the signature audit.
In a car accident, by proven to be an accident.
Yeah. Then there was also allegedly there was a agent of the Georgia Bureau of Investigation killed.
Yes.
I guess my point is that while we may look at this and people look at this as completely absurd, this is in the mix. This is in the galaxy of the folks that believe in the big lie. They continually get fed this information, and it's still going on. It hasn't disappeared.
No, of course not. And it won't. And it will raise its ugly head in the pending a year from now, November. And it'll raise its ugly head in the primaries. And the musical question will only be one way. Do you believe, yes or no, Donald Trump really lost or really won, or whatever form that question takes? And to be a true Republican, to pass the litmus test of talk radio Republicanism, you must say Donald Trump won. Now, Donald Trump lost Colorado by 14 points. He lost greater the second time than he did the first time. How's that going to work? You know, I mean, 71% of the state has had a vax, at least one shot. How's all this anti-vax stuff really going to work? Because that will be the litmus test, Stephen, to be a real Republican. And if you're not a real Republican, then you will get either werewolfed or you will get vampired. And
in these Republican primaries where Trump endorses a candidate in the primary. Those candidates are afraid of disagreeing on the big lie theory.
Sure. I mean, it's
and Trump, yeah. Trump's own office about 7 days ago posted another letter in which he again requested the Secretary of State of Georgia to again look into the ballot.
And
this wasn't 8 months ago.
No. But he can't give it up. And there's nothing in it for him to give it up. He collects money daily, hourly, secondly, whatever that is. I get like 4 or 5 of these emails every day about, am I a real Republican and do I love Donald Trump and words to that effect, and send me money. And I can click off a box up to, I think, $5,000 is the top thing I can click. Most estimates are he's collected some $200 million since leaving office from people like the people who send me email. And now I'm just getting some one word that begins with E, actually begins with B and ends with T. And these are what these people want to believe. And so that's fine. But it's like when Lindell shows up with Jim Baker, you know the game's over. It's like,
the absurdity of Lindell going to Alabama. One,
well, of course.
Alabama won overwhelmingly for Trump. So what are you doing there?
And second,
I'll bring it back.
Billy, put him up on hold. We're having problems here.
three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.